Hello, and thanks for listening to this public affairs broadcast. I'm Elizabeth Kay from 99.1 The Mix, and today's interview can also be heard on our sister stations, 103.7 KISS FM and 105.7 FM The Fan. All of us have had to make adjustments during the coronavirus pandemic, from staying safer at home to practicing social distancing. And for nonprofits, this can pose as a major challenge when working closely with the community is how they continue their mission. But for the Ronald McDonald House of Eastern Wisconsin, they have risen to the occasion during this unique time with care and compassion and focus on continuing to provide their families with a quality stay. Today's guest is the president and CEO of the Ronald McDonald House here in Eastern Wisconsin, Ann Petrie. Ann, thanks for being on with me today.
Thank you. It's great to join you.
Now, Ann's here to tell us about the great work at the Ronald McDonald House and how you can help. But for someone listening who might not know about the Ronald McDonald House, could you please just take a second to tell us about your organization, Ann?
I would love to. So we are a chapter located in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, but we serve families from all over. Almost half of our families come from the northeast Wisconsin area, so Fox Cities and Green Bay. But we have families that have been here that whose homes have been all over Wisconsin, all over the Midwest, and even in other countries around the world. We have one simple mission, and that is to keep families together and support the health and well-being of children. So our house is a house. It's a big house, just like your house at home, but we have 70 guest rooms. So we support area hospitals, mainly Children's Wisconsin. And when a family has a child who is seriously ill or injured, and they're coming from, you know, half an hour, an hour, 10 hours away, they need a place to stay. So Ronald McDonald House supports that family in many ways. We not only give them a room with a comfortable bed and bathroom, but we also give them the community of up to 70 families, all supported by our staff and volunteers who provide meals, who provide emotional support, who provide hope. And we just want each family who stays with us to feel that this is truly their home away from home. And we want all their energy to be focused on their child and getting him or her healthy and back home.
Well, and naturally, with the pandemic going on, you talk so much about being together and families, and everyone's wanting to stay safe and practice social distancing. So how are you operating the house with volunteers and meal groups? And I mean, what adjustments have you made?
That is a great question. And although we are still operating, our house feels and looks and operates very differently than it had a couple months ago. So with the Safer at Home order, we made the decision to ask that our volunteers do not come and support us physically at the house. And that is really to just keep them safe and at home so that we can all get through this together and in the quickest way possible. So if you can imagine, we have 550 regular volunteers, 40 each day, who support us and our families from 9 in the morning until 9 at night. They do everything from helping to get snacks and meals prepared to helping make up our rooms, doing laundry, doing some tidying and cleaning around the house, everything, and supporting the families. Maybe a family needs an extra blanket or an extra pillow. So our volunteers do so much, and it has been a big adjustment. We miss them terribly. The house is not the same without our wonderful volunteers, but what we have done as staff is we have split the day staff into two groups. So again, trying to just manage risk if we would ever encounter a COVID situation. So we have alternate weeks, and as staff, we huddle together each morning at 9, and we go through all the task lists of what the volunteers would normally do, and we split them up. So in addition to my team completing their regular job duties, they all have stepped up into this operations role of helping run the house and providing care to our families.
Wow. It sounds like you guys have really come together, even though you have to stay apart. Just hearing you explain what the process is. I mean, you guys are, it sounds like, doing a great job. I mean, as best as you can under the circumstances.
We are doing the best we can. And because community, though, is such an important part of the house, it does feel different. We no longer have our volunteer meal groups coming in to make a community meal at 6 o'clock every night. But what we have done instead, and thanks to some great donations and supporters in our community, we've been able to continue with staff making our lunch to goes a few times a week, as well as offering individually prepared meals for dinner time for our families. So what we have done is we are trying to support the local restaurants who have supported us through the years, and now it is our turn to give back and use some of our funds allocated to our meal program to have these great restaurants prepare meals and bring them for our families.
Oh, that's great. I got all the feels when you mentioned that, Anne. Like you said, there's local businesses that have been supporting you throughout the years, and now you're able to work together and support them. I mean, these are unprecedented times. We all keep saying it, but it's true. And every day seems to pose a different challenge. But the Ronald McDonald House is rising to the occasion right now and making these adjustments because, like you mentioned earlier, Anne, the Ronald McDonald House is such an incredible, special place. And I've had the privilege of going and getting a tour and just seeing how you can provide this space for these families that are going through perhaps one of the hardest situations ever, having a child who is sick. I mean, something none of us ever want to imagine, but unfortunately there are families that have to face that. Now, when you deal with a child that is sick or injured, and now you add COVID into the mix and you have to be safe and you can't, you know, have people being together, how are you keeping the Ronald McDonald House safe and clean right now?
Through many ways. So first of all, having a clean and safe house is always our number one priority. During this time, we have additional cleaning measures in place. Whenever a family checks in, for example, the room where they check in is fully sanitized both before and after the check-in. Everyone is wearing a mask when they are in the house. So that includes all staff who are here as well as the families themselves. We're also asking families that it is only the immediate caregiver of the child. So maybe it's mom and grandma, maybe it's dad and one child, but it is only that immediate support team that can be in the house. And because we are a home away from home, we are following the safer at home orders. We are calling the hospital and the Ronald McDonald House our family's home. So we are asking that during their stay, they are only going between the hospital, seeing their child, and the Ronald McDonald House. So those are just a few examples of what we've done. There's also the great programs that we usually offer to our families. So unfortunately, during this time, we can't have live programming. But what we do instead is perhaps one day we hand out new puzzles that have been donated or special coloring books, different things, different activities to still give our families some little touches of hospitality and helping them get through these really long days. I'd be remiss if I didn't mention our beautiful secret garden, which my office window looks out at. This is a place that now is blooming. Spring is here. We have a wonderful volunteer team of master gardeners who tend our garden. They are all very much looking forward to being back in the garden and working, but until then, everything is blooming. The daffodils and tulips are up, and it is just like such a huge positivity note to see that garden in bloom and having it there for our families to enjoy.
Well, and it's symbolic. That secret garden is one of my favorite places at the Ronald McDonald House. It's symbolic of that life is continuing, and there's hope, and there's new beginnings. To see a new flower that is blooming, and it's springtime, like you said. This is such a beautiful time in Wisconsin, but a great space for families to go and spend some time together, get away, have some peace and quiet. And this is a facility that is thriving because the community supports the Ronald McDonald House. And that's what we're talking about today here with the president and CEO, Ann Petrie. If you're just joining us, we're talking about some of the adjustments that the Ronald McDonald House has had to make right now during the coronavirus pandemic, and how you can help continue their mission of caring for these families with such care and compassion. And Ann, I need to ask though, what's going on with the magic room? Because that's my favorite space in the house. Which, can you first explain what the magic room is to people? And is it still up and running and functioning right now?
Yes, it is up and running. So our magic room is a special place in our lower level next to our conference room. And thanks to just generous supporters, perhaps, you know, kids who decide instead of receiving birthday presents to do a wish list collection for us, or companies out there that will donate money or gift certificates or new toys. So every child who stays with us at Ronald McDonald House, whether it is the child who is receiving health care at the hospital or his or her sibling, when they enter the house, they get a magic room token. And then what used to be our volunteers, now it's staff, will take that family down to the magic room, and that child gets to spend as much time as he or she wants and gets to pick out a new toy. Maybe it's a soccer ball, given that all our kids want to be outside now, yes, or a board game, and a new book. And it is just a very simple way just to say to each child, welcome. We know that this isn't your home. We know that you are really scared about what you're going through with maybe you or your sibling being sick, but we have you while, yes, you're here.
It's a special place. I mean, when I went on the tour, Anne, and I can hear your emotion, and I'm feeling it also, because when that door opened, I'm a grown adult. I'm almost 40 years old. I felt like I was in Toyland to see all of these toys and gift cards, and just a special treat to give a child that maybe, you know, like you said, scared and confused. They're in a new place. What better way to really show them, hey, I care about you, than giving them a toy? And this is actually a really great way for people that are listening that want to help the Ronald McDonald House at Christmas time. And you can do this anytime during the year. At Christmas time, we decided as a family we were going to go shopping for the Ronald McDonald House. And my son, who is now 15, had so much fun walking the toy aisle at Target and picking out toys for other kids. It was really fun just to pick out things that he liked to play with. And he even said, he's like, well, I bet the older kids are going to probably want like a Starbucks gift card. I said, you're probably right. We should probably pick up some of those too. But it was just great to think that we were helping stock the magic room. And it is magical. And it gives you just such an excited feeling when you see all of those toys that are there at the Ronald McDonald House. Now, as a leader of a nonprofit, Anne, what has surprised you most about leading at this time? Because your team is relying on you and looking to you as their leader.
It is hard. I mean, the team has been so incredible, and they've always been incredible. But during this time when each of us is going through our own personal journey through COVID, and you know, we can go from being happy one minute to sad the next to anxious or angry even, but our team has stepped up, and regardless of what their title is or what their job description says, they are all in it, and they're having some fun also. So amidst emptying dishwashers and cleaning counters and sanitizing toys, the team has really found this great opportunity to bond in a different way. I describe it as it was almost like summer camp the first month, where you're getting together. We've got our A team and our B team, and there's fun. If you go on our website or our Facebook page, you'll see some fun videos and pictures of the staff in action. But what has surprised me the most is how important keeping our house is keeping our house open is not only for the families who desperately need it, but for our staff. I can tell you that if you're Team A and it's your work from home week, you are looking forward to the following Monday when you can be back in the house with your team doing chores around the house and just helping this house run and support our families. It is so important during this time to feel like you're still giving back and doing something to support others.
Well, and there was an article I was reading that was talking about how to face fear, how to face adversity, things you can do. And there's different things for your mental health, like journaling and trying to just focus on, you know, one thing and not trying to think about everything because it can be overwhelming and that can kind of cause you to have a little bit of anxiety. But one of the other pieces to the article I was reading was to do something for someone else, because when you do something for someone else, it fills your spirit and your soul and you feel good, but that also inspires someone else to do another good act. And it causes this beautiful domino effect. And I can just imagine what you're saying, how your team is feeling, that when you're almost feeling helpless in this circumstance that we're in, you can control what you are putting into it. You know, how are you giving back? And that's what's happening at the Ronald McDonald House. So I don't doubt that your team is just itching to get back there when it ends up being their day on the schedule.
It is. And in addition to what the staff has done, seeing the generosity from our existing donors and new friends of the house is also such a way to just feel completely lifted up each day. Because as I said before, people, each of us is going through our own journey. Many of us are on furlough. We've lost our jobs. We don't know when we will get back to work. And yet we have people that are donating pantry items every day, donating wish list items, who are just calling to say, hey, how are you doing? Do you need anything from us? We had a great donation from our friends at Schreiber up in Green Bay, who are a supplier of McDonald's. And they asked what we needed. And we thought, you know, something additional to go with the lunches. So they donated just boxes of string cheese. And that's just one example. Another example is McDonald's, who is our mission partner, the local area McDonald's owner-operator and a representative from Tyson. Every Monday, they come with McNugget Monday Happy Meals. So our families get McNuggets, as well as other organizations who are doing similar things. So just seeing this outpouring of support from our community in light of what they're all going through is just such a testament to our mission and what we're doing and how important the Ronald McDonald House is to our greater community.
Yeah, when you're going through a difficult time, you can really see the beauty and you see what people are made of. And to see the community come together and support these families that are going through such a difficult time, having an ill child or a child that is injured, it's great to have the Ronald McDonald House as a place for support and a safe haven. And how can our listeners help?
You can help by being an ambassador. We have Tab Toss Day coming up in May, and if you've been collecting those tabs, our Tab Toss Day will look different than it normally does, but go on our website and drop off tabs. You can also support us by, when you're driving through your McDonald's for some takeout, throw some change in those canisters. That change gives us almost 9% of our operating revenue each year. And then look at our wish list item. Are there things that maybe when you're at the grocery store, could you pick up a few things? Could you pick up an extra book of stamps? And could you drop them off in our front lobby and know that all of your donations will be very well used and they will help in providing the stay to our families that we want them to have and feel when they're here?
And we will link all of this up at 991themix.com, but the website is rmhc-easternwi.org. The wish list is fantastic. It's such an easy way to, like you mentioned, when you're out the store, just pick up an extra box of cereal or some bread or some applesauce and whatever you'd like, a gift card for the magic room, a toy, and drop it off at the Ronald McDonald House because it's greatly appreciated. And I know how much you care about the Ronald McDonald House. I mean, I've met you, I've talked with you, but just hearing your voice right now during this interview, I appreciate you coming on the Public Affairs broadcast to share your mission and to shine a light on the great work that you're doing, even during this difficult time. As you reflect back on this, what are you going to be most proud of?
I think in my 9 years so far of being in my role here at Ronald McDonald House, I think I'm going to look back and look at this time when we've had to operate differently as probably my proudest moment, to be able to rally together, to have the full support of the board of directors, and to continue to stay open and support Children's Hospital and those families, which are numbering about, 30 to 40 families a night, and still being able to support them. Because if we were not able to open our doors to these families, what would they do? Where would they go? Where would they stay? So just being so proud of continuing to stay open. I know that there's so many nonprofit organizations out there that because of their circumstances, they haven't been able to stay open. And I know they will be open soon. But for us to be able to stay open and continue serving our families in our direct mission way is what I am sure I will be most proud of as I've spent my time here in this role.
Well said. Ann Petrie, the president and CEO of the Ronald McDonald House in Eastern Wisconsin, right there by Children's Wisconsin, right off the freeway. Beautiful facility. Thank you for sharing all of your insight in the Ronald McDonald House. And thank you for everything you're doing, leading your team and helping the community, Ann.
Well, thank you for having me and letting me talk about the organization that I love, as well as all of our volunteers and supporters do as well. I hope everyone stays safe and well, and we can get back to being together soon.
Absolutely. Thank you, Ann.
Thank you.